Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Why do you think you failed to convince Howard Davis of your stance regarding an estuary airport?
Well, I don't think that, because if you look at what Howard has said, he's asked for the estuary option to be further developed. And you
it's
know,
not it's, the front runner, though, is
it's
it?
It's not the front runner. No, we've got to be clear. It's not the front runner. And
this is probably just to prevent a judicial review, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
That's what you would have smartly, because you're a smart man. You would have done that.
No, I think he's genuine. I had a long talk with him yesterday, and I think he's genuinely interested in developing it further. Obviously, the difference between what we're proposing and what, say, Heathrow or Gatwick are proposing is that they have existing airports, they have existing runways, they have existing management systems, and it's easy for the Airports Commission to see what they could do. What we're saying is that if you look at the Heathrow proposals, for instance, they are massively expensive. I don't think Londoners fully appreciate what is involved in the two runway proposals at Heathrow. You're whacking out a new runway over the M25 in both cases. You're creating these huge tunnels. You're probably having transport costs running into 20 billion. And we think
your plan is five times as expensive. Well, it says it in the report, Mr. Mayor.
And he's wrong. Economist,
and he is wrong. And you're a mayor and you were right. It's 112 billion.
I think that's a fair summary of the situation, Nick. Yes. I think.
So we are to trust you with the adding up, are we, Mr. Mayor? And not the economist, who's Sir Howard Davis, who's been studying
I repose my... Well, he hasn't been studying for as long as TfL, and I repose my faith in them. And their figures are that they think we can do the transport links to the estuary for about 20 to 25 billion, and that the cost of the airport itself would be about 30 billion, but that would be
the
airport
cost, according to Sir Howard,
would be readily financed
112 billion pounds.
By international investors.
112 billion pounds is what Sir Howard.
And obviously, we've now got a 6-month period in which we have an opportunity to contest that and to show that our scheme is far better. Nick, don't forget, the disadvantage of Heathrow is not just that you're building a huge new runway in a very constrained space, but you're consigning millions of Londoners to the misery of more aircraft noise pollution. I don't think that's the right thing for the city.
The planes are quieter now, I'm told.
They're not, actually.
If you look at the
A380, for instance, everybody goes on about it. It's only 1 decibel quieter at 1,000 feet than a jumbo jet 747-400. It's complete. They're making glacial progress in getting these planes quieter now. You're going to have hundreds of thousands more flights and a serious worsening of the quality of people's lives. No other policy that we're pursuing in London goes in that direction. It would be bizarre to do it. That's why every politician campaigned against a third runway in 2010 and before. And we will continue to campaign against it, and indeed, much more positively, we're going to show the arguments for a new hub airport for this country.
Mr. Mayor, you have wisely told listeners on this programme on many occasions it's important that we avail ourselves with our great city of all the business opportunities coming from Asia, from Brazil and Russia.
Yes.
Here you are, you're talking about another 6 months. Doesn't that mean that the dastardly Dutch with Schiphol and the scheming Germans with Frankfurt
absolutely right.
will just take everything
I'd like a decision tonight. I'd like a decision tomorrow. But
he's made the decision. Let's build it at Heathrow. Just forget £112 billion for Boris Ireland, a vanity project.
No. It costs nothing like that, and unfortunately he has made no such decision, because all he's done is produce three options, one of which, is, by the way, is Gatwick and nothing at Heathrow, and has just said this morning that he won't be deciding on what to do
until well after
the general
election. Why didn't George Osborne support you more?
Well, there is a lot of inertia, a lot of sloth, a lot of defeatism about this whole argument.
A
lot of people who think but a lot of people in the Treasury and elsewhere who have the institutional bias has long been in favour of a third runway at Heathrow. It is very difficult to fight against that, in spite of all the pledges that politicians make. I'm determined to stick by the pledge I made to Londoners. We've come up with a much better alternative.
But I wonder why George Osborne didn't support you more, Mr. Mayor.
A huge competitive advantage for for London and for this country. And the estuary option that we're proposing is in fact the one that will deliver long-term growth. We think of about £650 billion worth. And that's the option, I'm sure, that George, were he fully acquainted with the facts, which he will be by the time I have finished, that's the option that he's going to support.
Why didn't you acquaint him with the facts already? Why would it have taken you so long?
Well, I think, obviously, as I say, there's a lot of institutional inertia and people...
With George Osborne's department.
I don't know why you keep going on about George Osborne's. We're convincing everybody.
Well, you've not done a very good job with Sir Howard or George Osborne, have you?
Well, we're not dead yet, mate. We're not dead yet, mate. We're going
to
keep fighting, and I'm going to keep sticking by my pledge to London. Sir Howard has not ruled out the estuary option. In fact, he's called for more work to be done on it, and that, as far as I'm concerned, is better, considerably better than nothing.
Isn't there an element of safety, Mr. Mayor? I mean, how much longer should a city as built up as London have 500,000 planes flying around and across it before possibly something goes wrong?
Well, I mean, that is a very good point, and that is obviously a point in favour of what we are trying to do. There's no other city in the world, believe me, Nick, there's no other city in the world that would do this, to keep building more and more runways in the western suburbs so that all the planes have to fly over the central conurbation to approach it. Everybody else is doing the opposite. This is classic British short-termism, sloth, defeatism, treasury-driven nonsense, and we are going to win by the iron logic of our case. And I urge you to get with the programme.
Just before I let you go, while I have the benefit of you on the line, this is the first time we've had an opportunity to speak since Barclays decided to stop their sponsorship. Have you found another name sponsor?
Yes, we have. Yeah, it's LBC. They've stepped up to. They've come up to the plate.
Listen,
your salary. They've decided that your salary is going to be consecrated to the cause. No, a fraction of your salary.
It would only be a fraction. You're right.
It's going to be consecrated.
Now, why don't you do a deal with that hideous cable car? Why can't you just borrow the logo? Borrow the logo from persuade them that it's... I know.
I think...
Your
vendetta against the cable car.
Like E.T. where he flew his bike.
Lows.
If you put the Barclays bike like E.T. so everybody took a bike ride across the river, then we might be getting somewhere and you could put the Emirates logo on.
Can I remind our few remaining listeners that...
there are more bloody listeners on this show than there are people travelling on your cable car,
I doubt that very much. Nonsense. Come on. Cable car has had a huge numbers of users and will. I always tell you, it's the only piece of transport infrastructure that is covering both its capital and its revenue costs. And that's an astonishing achievement. And that is partly thanks to sponsorship, but also thanks to robust ridership.
I've got an idea. Lastly, in the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah. Let's do a show from the cable car.
I'll do that with you. I'd happily do that with you, Mr. Mayor.
Have you ever been on it, Nick?
No, I have no desire. Where does it take me? It takes me somewhere I don't want to go.
Well, I think the people of...
It's like ending up in Milton Keynes. I don't want to go there.
We're going to have to send you to
you once
to the
said
Royal
you
Albert
change
Dock
your
to
name
apologise
to Barclays
to apologize,
Johnson
to apologise to the people on either end of the cable.
I live at one end. I live in Greenwich or Blackheath. You once said you would change your name to Barclays Johnson if they put more money into it.
Well,
about this? In the spirit of Christmas, you adopt a middle name of whoever will sponsor the bikes now. So, for typical sake, it would be Boris Kellogg's Cornflakes Johnson, or something like that.
I'm always open. Look, I'm very pragmatic, as you know, and I'm always willing to.
Boris Marmite Johnson.
But there are loads of I'm open to all offers. There are loads of people who could come forward and who are showing interest in the hire bike scheme. And you know, if you're telling me now that LBC is withdrawing.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, officially. You heard it here first. Go knocking on the door.
We'll have to rub along without you then.
All right, if I don't
anyway,
see
happy
you prior
Christmas.
To... Yes, indeed. Merry Christmas,
happy
Mr.
Christmas.
Mayor. Thank you for coming on. That's
bye.
London Mayor Boris Johnson reflecting on that decision. Of course, he's back with Ask Boris in the new year. That might be the last time we speak with him prior to the celebration.